association membership is comprised of institutional members, that's like the colleges, and then individual members, that's the faculty and staff. So all 12 of Missouri's community colleges are members of MCCA, and then about a third of our faculty and staff are members as well. And so what I'd like to do is to figure out, you know, why that other two-thirds has not chosen to join MCCA and, you know, determine where we might provide some added value for them in their roles on their individual campuses. And so I think that from what I've heard in visiting other colleges in the state already, I've heard that kind of the void is some of this increased professional development that comes at a more localized or less expensive level. It's not feasible for everyone to get to our convention. It's cost prohibitive, you know, budgets are tight, and so the college obviously can't afford to send everyone, nor would we expect them to. And so what we'd like to do is to bring some free opportunities right to the college employees, you know, just to provide increased value and to be cognizant of the financial constraints of our public institutions.